A Reflection on the First Sunday of Advent by Sister Barbara Jean Franklin. Recently, I was particularly struck by one of the prayers of the faithful during the Eucharistic liturgy at a local parish. The faith community often prays for those who are sick. But what caught my attention was the end of the petition, which asked that the sick be for us a blessing, not a burden. The prayer jogged me out of my complacent attitude, which can easily become the modus operandi of my ministry. How easy it is to focus on tasks and outcomes instead of on the persons for whom we do them. The gospel for the first Sunday of Advent each year invites us to reflect on the Lord's coming at the end of time. This year, the words from Mark's gospel quickly shake us from our complacency. Be alert, watch, stay awake. Advent is a time to become more conscious of how our God enters our lives. We spend these weeks waiting for the Lord who is at work among us. Those who share in the healing ministry of Jesus have an opportunity during Advent to be especially aware of the blessings that the vulnerability of those who are sick offer us. Those who suffer from illness wait for tests and for the results of those tests. They wait for a diagnosis which, once known, will affect the rest of their lives. They wait for someone special to visit, and sometimes they wait for death. To wait with each other is the gift that Advent offers. We don't know when the Lord will come. What we do know is that each of us has the opportunity, wherever we minister, to be conscious of the persons to whom we become the hands and the hearts of the Lord, for whom we all wait. Let us pray for and with each other this Advent, that what we do each day is not a burden, but a blessing. As we are blessed by those to whom we minister, we pledge to be alert, to watch, and to stay awake to the opportunities to be the instruments through which God enters the world today.